Hi guys, glad you're back with me today. This is a brand new episode and it's gonna be a special one. So stay tuned, enjoy the music for a moment, it's coming up shortly. So ladies and gentlemen, in this episode we listened to some Q&A I did a bit earlier this year. The Q&A was part of my speech for the Runway Incubator program here in Switzerland. There were quite a few startups in this call and they asked me some really interesting questions about online marketing. I think this might bring some value to some of you and yeah, here we are. Please don't forget to follow me on social media and by the way guys, did you know you can also rate my podcast on Spotify? I mean, if you really like what I'm doing, it would be awesome if you could rate me and give me some of these stars. Only, obviously, if you find a couple of minutes after today's episode. Thank you very much and always feel free to reach out to me if you want to talk about marketing and entrepreneurship. For now, we're going to bring back that music and then we start directly with the Q&A session.
I have a question regarding paying influencers. What are your thoughts about that? Because I don't like making videos of myself or posting pictures of myself. So what do you think about paying influencers to make adverts for your company?
For your startup, you mean?
For my startup, correct.
Yeah, it's definitely a way to go. The problem with that is, you know, social media itself, it's not gonna change in the future. So I encourage you, even if you don't feel comfortable, like find some kind of medium that you are comfortable. It doesn't necessarily have to be video. You don't have to create TikTok. Maybe you're good in writing. So why not create a very good blog and then post it throughout the different platforms, right? So that's for the second part of your question, like find something that you're comfortable at and use that. In terms of influencers, using influencers, it's a very great way, but it's expensive. So you can start with micro influencers, like small ones. They exist in Switzerland. I can help you. I know some of them. You can do it, but just think about, is this really the way you want to go from the beginning, like using influencers? It could be as an addition. For me, it could be a good way, especially when we talk about creating desire for your product. Influencer marketing is a really great way because people look up to other people's in the industry. If they share, you know, their experience with your product or your service, whatever it is that you're offering, it could create desire. But you know, for an ongoing kind of content strategy, I would rather you focus on what you feel comfortable. If it's not video, find your own channel, but don't, you know, relate on external influencers when creating regular content, because it's gonna destroy your marketing budget, right?
Okay, thanks. I totally agree.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I have LinkedIn and Medium blogs and stuff. I like to do that. So that would be my medium. But I thought, okay, maybe we need some, or I need a guy who does the other stuff. But yeah, I agree. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So how important is, from your perspective, to really be active on social media in a very early stage? It can engage more people with what we are doing, or it's just too early, or yeah. I think it's good since the early stage, but it's more really on the company, telling about the story of the company more than the product itself, since there is still a bit time to go there.
So when you say like it's too early, what do you mean? It's too early for your startup or?
I mean, maybe, yeah, with respect to the IDA that you presented. So being in a very early stage of a company means that we are just starting, setting it up. We cannot really create this product awareness. I mean, a bit, yes, but it's still we cannot get then into the action phase, right?
Since because your product is not ready yet.
It's not
what you're
ready for customers. But okay. it's ready to get this. I mean, we have the value proposition around, so we can start to create awareness about the problem, the solution, what we are doing as a company. So I think it's still valuable to create content in this phase.
Definitely, and I mean, you're even probably even in a better position. You can start growing together with your audience, right? You can take them on your journey, especially if your product isn't fully built and not existing right now. You can start creating your audience and maybe even, you know, ask them for certain stuff. You can start matching your products on the actual need of these people. And I think that's a great time to start creating content. And also, like we always discussed about posting content, so that of course it means like posting content about the product and the company, but also for you. I don't know if you're active yourself, but it's a very good time to start posting content as a startup founder. So just share that with people, and you know, probably especially on LinkedIn, it could happen that you know, you post about your learnings, or you just post about what you might think of, you know, doing with your product. And then with the thanks to the organic reach, you could reach a person that may be able to help you with anything. So I think it's a very good timing to start today.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think, Fabio, you had another question, right?
Yeah, I checked in the meantime. I checked your homepage. I was looking for like, so you offer products for startups, like consulting products, right?
Yeah, we do that.
My question is, what would you recommend to the entrepreneurs who don't have any idea of marketing or really less know-how of marketing because they are specialists in other topics? So can they start to do social media by their own, or do you recommend to start with support?
Well, you know, the support, of course, it's most of the time it's on a different level when you work with an agency. But the problem, and that's really me with my experience of talking to quite some startups, most of the startups, they don't have the resources to work with an agency. And at the very beginning, I think especially you guys as owner or as co-founder of your startup, you just have to know these kind of things. You need to get familiar and comfortable with social media. You can still, you know, give it to an external person a bit later, but at the very beginning, it's especially, you know, the content management, so organic posts on the platform, it's something very emotional, or it can be more successful if it's emotional. And who better can talk about these kind of things than you? Like, you are the guys working on it. It's your dream come true, so it should also be you talking about it.
That's it for today, my friends. That was only the first part of this Q&A. I'll post the rest of it a bit later this year. Thank you very much for tuning in. Stay safe and see you next time.